The prince? We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Hello, you've caught me at the hairdresser's getting business advice with my friend Deborah Meaden.
Well, Einstein, staying on top of your numbers is crucial.
Indeed. And a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time, so you can trim and adjust.
Meaning more control of your business budgeting.
Join the 9 out of 10 small business owners happy with their smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required. 93% of small businesses surveyed in 2024 were happy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, Donald Trump has announced sweeping global tariffs, including 10% on imports from the UK.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
British exporters will face the baseline tariff set out by the US president, while other countries deemed the worst offenders face much higher levies of up to 49%. Goods from the EU face a 20% tax, and it's 34% for those from China. Classic FM's US correspondent Simon Marks says America's allies haven't escaped.
He has targeted friends of the United States with as much vigour and animus as he has targeted foes of the United States. And there will be those, I think, in European capitals who say, we really do now have to recalibrate our relationship with the United States.
The Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds says the UK is committed to doing a deal with the US to mitigate the impacts of the tariffs. Asian markets have tumbled following Mr. Trump's announcement over concerns about an escalating trade war. In other news this morning, it's predicted working-age households are on track to be £400 worse off on average in the year ahead. The Resolution Foundation think tank has calculated the impact of income squeezes and increases to bills. The government says living standards are growing at their fastest rate in 2 years. The Education Secretary is to call for more men to become teachers. Bridget Phillipson will use a speech later to warn of toxic online influences facing boys. And Liverpool have restored a 12-point lead at the top of the Premier League. Arne Slot's side beat Everton 1-0 in the Merseyside derby at Anfield. And the FTSE 100 will reopen this morning at 86.08 after closing down 26 points yesterday. The weather dry with plenty of warm sunshine for many, quite windy in the south with showers in southwestern areas for a time later, a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning. Shall we see what Thursday is all about then? Lucy Coward with you, and we're laying the foundations with Carl Jenkins. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Ennio Morricone in charge of the Czech National Symphony Orchestra, the Kodály Choir and the Sokonai Choir as they performed Morricone's own theme to The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. Before that, Carl Jenkins was the composer and conductor as the London Symphony Orchestra. Carmine Laurie and David Olbermann played the Allegretto from Palladio. And you come just as you are to Early Breakfast on Classic FM any day of the week. You're guaranteed a warm welcome and a comfy place to settle. Hello from me, Lucy Coward. We've made it to Thursday, and it's an early work from Mozart now for us early birds.
Thank you.
Emma Johnson and the Contempo Quartet performing the second movement of Mozart's Clarinet Quintet in A. This is Classic FM.
Thank you.
Howard Shelley in charge of the Swiss Italian Orchestra as they played the second movement of Spohr's Symphony No. 3. Well, our dawn chorus this morning on Classic FM comes from a woman who knows the importance of a good tea room. So she should, being based in the West Country at the moment, as she is. And one of the other things I like about Amy Summers is that she learned the importance of having a good work-life balance and how your work can suffer, actually, if you don't get proper rest and have a personal life. She says, in the words of Maria von Trapp, strength lies in nights and peaceful slumbers. When you wake up, wake up. So keep that in mind as you get up and going today and enjoy Amy's setting of Nunc Dimittis, which means now let depart.
Classic FM.
Gidon Kremer, the soloist with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, as directed by Nicolas Anoncourt. They played Beethoven's Romance No. 1. And it was Siglo de Oro singing today's Dawn Chorus on Early Breakfast before that, which was Nunc Dimittis by Amy Summers. Patrick Ellis had the baton in hand. And shortly on Classic FM, the Birds will be showing us that anything we can do, they can do, as they bring us their own chorus with some help from Respighi. Plus, we'll hear a Shakespearean dream.
Classic FM.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Oh, I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need always discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top-of-your-lungs singing, and last-minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, half-time oranges, and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The Prelude to the Birds by Respighi, performed by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Apparently, we have to add potato to our bird feeders at the moment to help set them up for nesting season. The RSPB says it needs to be cooked potato, though, so it begs the question, will the birds be satisfied with plain old boiled potatoes, or should we be popping a roasty there? Why not go wild? Try a rosti, a croquette or a waffle? We also heard Major J.R. Perkins direct the band of His Majesty's Royal Marines from the violin as they brought us Jay Unger's Ashokan Farewell. Well, people have been leaving love potions lying about next on Classic FM. Love potion or potato? You choose. It can only lead to mischief. The Nocturne from Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Edward Gardner directing the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. Now, we've got some exciting plans for Easter. Resisted the temptation to say exciting. Too cheap. The trailblazing classical music superstar Anna Lapwood is joining Classic FM. She's going to be hosting a special series celebrating the Royal Albert Hall, the history, the musical moments, some incredible stories. It's the same weekend. We are counting down the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025, a new chart of the greatest classical music chosen by your votes. Anna Lapwood and the new Classic FM Hall of Fame. So some wonderful music ahead this Easter on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Stephen Hough performing Chopin's Waltz in A minor number 2 is exciting because composing is becoming an increasingly important part of Stephen's life. It's something he's always enjoyed but never had the time and space to do properly until now. And a couple of months ago, he released his first piano concerto. There's a lot more to come, I am certain. And still to come on Classic FM before 6:30, I've got a perfect puzzle from Elgar and some fancy footwork after the latest news, which is next.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Hey Sainsbury's, my family's proper picky. How can I please them all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter?
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Nectar acquired subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, President Trump has announced new import taxes on all goods brought into the US. Imports from the UK will be subject to the baseline tariff, 10%, with much higher rates applied to other countries. Mr. Trump says his Liberation Day marks the rebirth of American industry.
Such horrendous imbalances have devastated our industrial base and put our national security at risk. I don't blame these other countries at all for this calamity. I blame former presidents and past leaders who weren't doing their job. They let it happen.
The Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds says the UK is seeking to do a deal with the US, but that nothing is off the table when it comes to a response. Imports from the EU will face 20% tariffs. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the bloc is preparing for new countermeasures.
I agree with President Trump that others are taking unfair advantage of the current rules. And I'm ready to support any efforts to make the global trading system fit for the realities of the global economy. But reaching for tariffs will not fix it.
Financial markets have been tumbling in Asia overnight in response. Here, the FTSE 100 will reopen at 86.08 after closing down 26 points yesterday, and the pound buys $1.29 and €1.20. Also this morning, working-age households are expected to be 400...